Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have life in your body, if you feel breath in your body, amen. Come on, you got a reason to shout this morning, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Come on, enter in with all faith, trust in God for a mighty move in your life, in the life of your family. Come believing on today. Come walking in expectation, expecting God to do it. Amen. For you, for those that you love and concerned about. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Enter in on today with all faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give him praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come believing this morning. We come walking in expectation, standing on your promises of yes and amen. Oh, Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Father God, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We can't thank you enough for it, Lord God. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that it's you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us, amen, because you loved us so much, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of pizza, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come, oh God, amen, hallelujah, that we may be changed on today, amen, that our minds may be renewed, amen. Let it take place right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we didn't come to be the same this morning. Oh, Lord, we come to be transformed, amen, by the renewing of our minds, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come, oh, Lord, hallelujah, not just praying for ourselves, oh, God, but those in our family, oh, God. Hallelujah. Every child of yours around the world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for answering prayers, oh God, as you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. We decree and declare your goodness on today, and that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So right now we thank you, oh God, for answering prayers. Oh Lord, we stand in your word and say, yet while we're still praying, you already answered. So we thank you, oh God, that our healing has come, that our breakthrough has come, that deliverance is here, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the way is here, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for your favor that's upon our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, we pray right now that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. According to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said that we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, hallelujah, and blemish free, amen, hallelujah, totally blameless from the top of our heads up to the soles of our feet up, at the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help on today, amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we just want to say thank you. My Lord, my God. Lord, we thank you for it all. Oh, Lord, for all things are in your hand. You're all seeing, all knowing, God. You need to sleep or slumber, oh God, so we know, oh God, that you know all things, oh God. You test the heart and spirit of man. Lord, we ask, oh God, if there be any wicked way in us, Father God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to force out, drive out, cast out Satan and all foul, wicked, demon, torment, lying, hindering, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil strong man, any religious and controlling spirits, all familiar spirits, anything, hallelujah, any spirit contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmities, infection, pains, trauma, shock, aches, arthritis, crippling arthritis, sinusitis, acute sinusitis, any spirits contrary to divine health along with their effects and side effects and things out of our spirit, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas and physical beings, every object on us, our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our animals, our vehicles, our workplaces, and we ask you, oh God, to bind and cast these evil things in the abyss of deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture. Keep them there until they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, Psalm 91, overthrew, hallelujah, around and about us and those in our family, our spirits, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the physical beings of all spiritual, natural doors and openings of coming into our lives and properties of the atmosphere above, around, and about us, of our homes, cars, lands, properties, animals, vehicles, of workplaces, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, purge the wicked out of the land that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this day in peace that you've given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we forgive anyone who has ever wronged us or hurt us or cursed us or lied to us or prayed witchcraft prayers over us. And we bless them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive, Father, forgive us for any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any anger, strife, animosity, any resentment that we have had in our hearts toward anyone at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we worship you. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the key to the house of David. According to Isaiah 22 and 22, we take authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to use this key to the house of David to close off, lock, shut, and seal with the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, all doors, portals, entryways, windows, and any other openings to prevent any demonic curses, demonic spirits, witchcraft, prayers, ungodly, soulless prayers, demonic assignments, satanic activities, deception, confusion, hindrances, or lies of the enemy that attempt to enter into our presence, amen, or the presence of anybody that we're praying for or pray for today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we use this key, hallelujah, to the house of David, according to Isaiah 22, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to open up, hallelujah, any way that you have us to be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have us to go into, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we love you and we need you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, move on. It's on the line today and in the home, Holy Spirit. Saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Let your presence be felt in us and over us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it. Thank you for the mighty move in our lives this day, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our hearts, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you have for us to do this day that you've given us, oh God, to do kingdom work, for we are kingdom builders, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that thy kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven, working it through us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we surrender ourselves to you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your word says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to call upon you and you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Lord God, we come to you and cry out, and we call unto you, creator of the universe. We ask you to show us great and mighty things of the untellable riches of your glory and splendor, all that you are. Help us to plumb the depth of your being and know you, oh God. We worship you and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless be your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. God, I worship you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through us, oh God, in all areas of our life, fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree and declare you to be on the throne of our life and over all areas of our lives. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith in all, through all, and above all of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Let peace reign right now in the life of your children, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around us all. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Oh, Lord, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy that they, hallelujah, that they tear into themselves, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let their plots, plans, and agendas, oh God, be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, that they be, let them be entangled in their own nets, oh God, and fall into their own pits and be consumed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battles. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Release the grace over us right now to press on the power of your spirit and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare breakthrough is here. And Lord God, we're trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace, in our strength, in our finances, in our relationships, in our healing, and our deliverance. Oh God, let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties against the enemy. Hallelujah. We come against all the forces of hell. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for it all. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, as we read your word this morning, that you will open up the understanding, oh God, hallelujah, that we may receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you right now, oh God. Oh Lord, let the scripture take root and manifest in us all, being engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace, amen, all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going and coming on today. Oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Oh Lord, go before us and those of our families and lovers, oh God, and your children around the world, making every crooked path straight, oh Lord, removing every way and plan and plot of Satan in this ages, amen, removing every attack of the enemy that we will not encounter any such attack, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay, every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or passenger, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, over our workplaces, amen, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, hallelujah, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that a way has been opened up for us, because you, oh God, have just made a way where it seemed to be no way, because we believe. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we confess by faith this morning, that we're in Christ, that we're anointed and a powerful men and women of God, that we're joint heirs with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We'll do of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're blessed going out, blessed coming in. Amen. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Hallelujah. Our enemies are fleeing before us. God has commanded his blessing on our storehouses. He has opened his good trench, and he shall lend and not borrow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he gives us the power to make wealth. We did well in the secret place, and we have his protection and provision. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is our refuge, our fortress. We will not be afraid of the snare of the fowler. Amen. No evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah. God has given his angels charge over us. And if they are bearing us up in their hands, we should dash our foot against the stone. As the plans in Psalm 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9 establishes that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 24 states that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing by any means would touch us. Amen. No cancer, no sugar diabetes, no heart disease, no sickness or afflictions, no infections or any other disease cannot enter our bodies. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are familiar without spot or blemish. Amen. And in the sense of the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the crowd that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you have life in your body, if you have breath in your body, hallelujah, let's give God some praise. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Sound like my mama on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mama. How you doing?
All right. Good morning, my child. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Glory to God. God bless you. Welcome. So glad to have you on the line. I ended up like 409. I think my mama. Okay, I'm not sure. That may be Natalie, but I don't know. It may be. Glory to God. Good morning. I'm so glad to hear your voice this morning. Mama, I called you yesterday. Last night you must have been asleep.
I was sitting up, what, eight something? I didn't much hear the phone ring. And I saw it was something this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, glory to God. We're glad to have you on the line with the rest of our sisters this morning. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Sister Brandy, Stuart, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. All is well.
Good morning. Who is that?
That's my mom on the line, y'all. That's my mama, Carol.
Who is that? I was trying to hear you say sister.
Amen. Sister Brandy Stewart. That's one of our, she used to work with Christian Care Ministries. She's on the line this morning.
Goodness.
Beautiful woman of God. Amen. Yes. Mother of eight. Mama, amen. she got me beat by one. Mother of eight.
Okay.
Amen. All right. God bless you, Sister Brandon. We love you. We thank God for you. So glad to have you on the line this morning. Touch and agreeing. Amen. We come expected. Amen. We walk in expectations. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Shavante Shepherd, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? That's my hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was like, where is my phone? It was like 5 6 hours.
Y'all was looking like, where's everybody at? What's going on? But look, we have been sitting there two or three gathered, and our name touching in the green. There I am in the midst. So we thank God for being in the midst this morning. Sister Brandy was on the line. Of course, she jumped on there. Then my mom, Carol, Mother Dillard, she jumped in. And then I seen you Kim come on in. I was, come on in. And here we go. Yeah. And then here go Minister Learn. He just jumped on this morning. God bless you, mm-hmm. Sister Sharante. We love you. We thank God for you. So glad you're able to get on. When we used to come on in the morning, early mornings, we were on a 40-day fast and prayer. One year, my mom, we would wait for people. We'd call it the bus, and we would get on the, we called it the Hallelujah bus, and we wouldn't leave nobody behind. So if you would be on there every day, you were running late, somebody would call and say, "Hey, sister, get on the bus. We waiting for you." Mm-hmm. So we're so glad that you are the Hallelujah bus and ready, jumped on the bus and got on and said, "I'm here," and we can take on all. Amen. Hallelujah. We just warmed up. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to welcome Minister Learn Green. God bless you, brother. Welcome. How you doing this morning? And how you been?
Amen.
God bless you. We couldn't hear you at first. Can you hear us?
Wait a minute. Let me sign off.
I can hear you now.
Oh,
amen. Welcome, welcome. We're so glad to have you on the line this morning. God bless you. You are this Minister Learn Green. He's one of the ministers with the Gospel Public Ministries, and he's joining us this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God. We decree and declare new beginnings, all things new. Amen. Spiritual alignment and trusting God for a mighty move in our life and the life of our family members and loved ones. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We love you, Minister Man. We thank God for you. So glad to have you on the line today as we touch and agree in prayer this morning. And trusting God, whatever it is that you're coming to God about, bringing it over to God, giving it to Jesus, walking in expectation, expecting God to do it. Amen. And waiting and living in a place of faith. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And that is, if you are a true believer, then that is your life. Amen. That is really, you're truly your life. You know, walking by faith and then leaving. I was at a church yesterday, and the pastor was talking about not eyesight, but insight. And that's walking by faith and not by sight. And so I just thank God for the word as we enter in this morning. I'm doing wonderful. I thank God. I'm so blessed. My soul is blessed completely and whole. My mom is on the line this morning. I wasn't expecting her to be on the line, and I'm just so glad. I thank God for answered prayers. Mom, you just don't know that's an answered prayer this morning to have you on the line. So God bless. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We were the other day, ladies, were we not praying for our mothers? One morning we were praying for our mothers, y'all remember? Devontae and Brandy. Yes, and look here, got mom on the line. Amen. This morning our scripture is going to be coming out the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 8 through 9. Hallelujah. Our sister Takara's out on today, and I tried to reach her all day yesterday, so we're going to be praying for her that all is well, because the relationship we have, I don't know her to be not present, you know. So I pray all is well with her and her family. Amen. So we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 8 through 9. When you have it, say amen, so we all can start together.
Amen.
Minister Lynn Green, when you have it, let us know. Say amen. Hallelujah. Again, that's Matthew chapter 18, verse 8 through 9. You say you have it?
I'm on 19 now. Okay, chapter 18, I got it.
All right, amen. The Bible says, and I'm coming from the New King James Version, the Bible reads, verse 8 says, "If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame and maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. Verse 9 says, And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. My Lord, my God. When we look at these scriptures, men and women of God, and understanding what Jesus warns about, warns us against temptation, we must remove every stumbling block or blocks that causes us to sin. This does not mean to cut off a part of the body. It means that any person or program or teaching in the church that threatens the spiritual growth of the body must be removed. So for the individual, any relationship or practice or activity that leads to sin should be stopped. Amen. See, Jesus says it would be better to go to heaven with one hand than to hell with both. Sin, of course, affects more than our hands. It affects our minds, and it affects our hearts. So we have to cut it off. But that means we have to stop it. Amen. Repent. That means to stop doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for forgiveness. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. That we can come and ask for forgiveness and receive forgiveness. It's ready, available for us. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless all. May God bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. Call your name. And we want to hear from you this morning. Whatever it is that you are praying about or for, come believe it. Amen. Even before you petition it, even before you got on this line this morning, I pray that you came believing. That means you came expecting. Amen. Because if you're praying with no belief, you might as well not pray at all. So first you must believe and then pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But you can ask God to help you with your unbelief. God, I can't believe it. But Lord, help me with my unbelief. That part that's wavering, that part that is that's going to and from, that part right there that it keeps me back, it keeps me in. But that part, but I believe, Lord God, but help me with my unbelief. I don't want to have any unbelief. Lord, let that be uprooted and cast out of me right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to solely believe. I want to continue to stand and walk by faith and not by sight. Talk to our Father like that because he already knows and we are his children. Come to him. Believe it that he is who he say he is. Amen. Hallelujah. And he sent who he sent. Amen. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. We're going to start with our sister Brandy. Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just for God to just show up in you guys' lives in the right way. Himself.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come on one accord this morning, oh God. First, Lord, we thank you for this appointed time that you've given us to come, oh God, the 5 a.m. hour, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will receive from you, oh Lord, a fresh release in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, God, as your daughter's petition is there, oh God, oh Lord, according, oh God, to your will, oh God, for our walk, our destiny, our calling for our life, oh God, oh Lord, that we will stand, oh God, according to your word and your promises, a yes and amen, Father God. Oh Lord, that we be led and guided by your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we will truly be filled, oh God, with spiritual things in our world. Things, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for spiritual growth, oh God, and your presence, your Holy Spirit continually flowing in us and through us, oh God, that we will speak your word, oh God, with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for spiritual wealth for all that's on the line and all that's in their home, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we don't come, oh God, asking to be, hallelujah, to receive the riches of the world, oh God, but to receive the riches of your kingdom, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So we decree and declare victory over our lives and all that we love and concerned about right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Christ of Nazareth. We command the enemy to take his hands off of those in our family, off our lives, and all that we have right now. Loose us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughter, Brandy, your servant, your minister, oh God, that you will continue to pour into her great and mighty, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will fill her to overflowing, oh God, that you will continue to be her strength, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you that no matter what nobody say, oh God, or who don't want to be around her, because she has decreed and declared that she's going to continue to serve you all the days of her life, that her life belongs to you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for such a light, hallelujah. And I ask, oh God, that you will continue to flow through her and use, oh God, let it be that vessel that you flow through unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Always ready and in position to pray for others. And definitely it's a call to do. Even when we feel like we can't, even when we're hurting, amen, and we're praying for somebody else that's hurting, even when we're going through and we're praying for somebody else that's going through, amen, God will work a miracle in that place, amen. That's coming out of self, amen, and allow yourself to be, hallelujah, be used, hallelujah, when they don't even know that you're going through the same thing, when they don't know that you're hurting, when they don't know that you're going without, amen, but you're standing in the gap for them, amen. This is what God works miracles because of the faith that you have to stand even when you're going through, not to fall or fumble or to stumble in that place, but to stand and trust God in the name of Jesus Christ. Not telling nobody, no, I ain't got time today. I don't feel good myself. Y'all going to have to come back. Do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. My Lord, my God.
Thank you. My Lord, my God.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Oh, you know how much we love you, Brandy. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Mama Carol, my mother named y'all is Carol. I'm going to say Mama Carol so y'all know that's my mom. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. My prayer is I pray to get back in order. At time is hard. It's easy to step out of order, but it's kind of hard to get back in order like where I used to be. So I pray for help and get back in order, however I have to do to get back in order, and praying for continued healing. You know, I get around about 70 years old at that time, and I know I ain't that old, and with the aches and pain, and I pray for my son for his healing, whatever it might be. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we bless your holy name, God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my mother. Lord, I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Her heart, oh God, to serve you, Father God. Her heart, oh God, to get back in position to receive from you, Lord. So I ask in Jesus' name, as we come this day, oh God, on one accord, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I'm just so excited. I just thank God that's my prayer, Mom, that you get back in position. And Lord, we just thank you for answering prayer this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray for divine order, oh God, for her life, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would position her. Lord, I pray for divine positioning, Father God. Oh, Lord, that she would get back in position, oh God, as she's crying out, Lord. Help her, Lord God. Oh, do it speedily, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we know we can't do it on our own, Lord God. So, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you be her strength, Father God, amen. Oh, Lord, to be in order, oh God, that she can receive from you day in and day out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. that she will receive a breakthrough in her healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for restoration of God. Oh, Lord, we pray that you restore, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore the goodness of God that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Restore the ministry of God that you have placed in her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore all that the enemy has taken away, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up her husband on today. Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness, oh God. We know you, oh God, to be our redeemer. Amen. Lord, we know that all things are possible with you, Father God. So, Lord, we lift him up right now. We pray for healing to his body, peace to his mind, hallelujah, joy to his spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of affliction right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, whatever it is, oh God, that the enemy has planned, oh God, to destroy him, hallelujah, for you have given us the power and authority, oh God, that we can decree a thing, we can speak to that thing, and it shall be established. We uproot any seed that's been planted by the enemy to destroy his life, to take his life up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command the spirit of destruction and death and premature death to cease your works and die at the root and come out of him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of confusion right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree the crab is healed, whole, made new, amen, in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, walk the house right now. Touch everybody that's in the house, amen. Let there be a cleansing and purifying of the home and the body that's there in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, any spirit that's operating the home. We command you to cease your works. You've been exposed. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every wicked spirit, every wicked way, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Anyone that they've taken his picture or his name and are calling things to it, we come against every curse that's been spoken over his life with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we destroy it right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose him, Satan, loose your grip. He's a child of God, washed in the blood of Jesus. You have no right to him. You have no right to his wife. You have no right to his children. Our Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree we receive the victory on today. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness, amen. We decree and declare that he shall, and my mother shall see your goodness in the land of the living. And we thank you for it all. We thank you for it all, Father God. We thank you for healing because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals.
Yes, you are.
We bless your holy name. We thank you for the great testimony that's being birthed right now, this morning on this line, oh God. And we receive it because we believe it, because we have the faith. And Lord, we ask that you increase the faith in the life of your daughter. Increase your faith, oh God, the faith in the life of your son, Raph, oh God. And all that's on the line, oh God, increase our faith. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, God. Amen. God bless you, Mama. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line. Hallelujah,
amen.
Lord. And God, don't answer prayers. Ah, yeah, so dead. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Sister Shavante, Shempa, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm excited about all that transpired just then, so thank God for that.
Amen.
But I just thank God for expecting today. And just
amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God has given you a voice, evangelist. God has given you a voice. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking. It's not my words. We thank you, Lord. God has given you a voice to be used. You shall not be silenced. You shall not silence yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Let God use you even more in this season. Amen. It's time for you to get back in position. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not to be silenced. Neither are you to silence yourself. Am I speaking to you this morning, sister?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He said, Pastor, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I did not know. God said, the more, amen, the more you got so much in you. It has to come out, amen. You got so much in you. It has to come out. You got to let it out. You got so much in you. There's a pouring in. It's a constant pouring in. You got to come out of your car, but shut that out. You got to let it out, even in your house. Everywhere you go, it has to come out.
Amen.
Why is that? Because there's so many that need it. And it's a lot of people that don't even know that they need it, but you got it to give, amen? And then they realize, I didn't even know I needed that, but I needed that. My Lord, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the life of your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, amen, that you are in her, God, working in her, that goodness. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan, against your mind, against your finances, against your work. We come against it with the blood of Jesus, against the ministry that God has given you. The enemy is fighting against the ministry. He does not want it to be birthed. He want to tell you. He want to smother it. He want to kill it. But I decree and declare it shall live. It shall grow even stronger, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment for the life of your daughter, spiritual growth, oh God, the riches of our spirit, oh God, the Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let everyone around us, oh God, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire become in you contagious in your daughter, oh God, that anyone that she around, oh God, will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it consume all that's in the home, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let come on, and anyone that's not of you, oh God, they will not be able, hallelujah, to stand it. They will have to get out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They'll be like, there's something on you. I can't take it. It's too much. How can you just go over there? See, it's going to make the enemy get irritated, amen, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, you've been sent to irritate us, hallelujah, those that are with the devil, amen, those that operate in the devil, in Satan's kingdom, amen. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Holy Name. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Move mighty, oh God. Move mighty, Holy Spirit, on the enemy right there. Move mighty on the husband, oh God. Move mighty in them and on them, oh God. Anything that's not of you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that he's housing on the inside, that he's housing in his heart, oh God. Let it be removed right now, creating him a clean heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the enemy is planning in his life to bring him lower, we uproot it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare his deliverance on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, take your hands off of him. Hallelujah. He belongs to Jesus. I don't care what he did or didn't do. He still belongs to Jesus. Amen. Glory to your name, God. We pray for the life, health, and strength of your children. And we decree and declare victory over their life. We lift up your mother this day. She shall be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Not any other spirit. Amen. But the Holy Spirit of God. We pray right now. The work that the enemy has done, we cease it right now. We command you to cease your works in him and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, oh God, bring him to his knees, oh God, that he'll call upon you, oh God, that he will cry out in the name of Jesus Christ. No more the old way, no more the old way of thinking, no more the old way of acting. My Lord, my God, we decree and declare that you've brought him out of darkness. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on there. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The only name, hallelujah, that can do it all. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Come on there. Woo, Jesus. We bless your name, God. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, Shavante. All that you love and concerned about, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Won't God do it? Amen. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Our family, we have to pray that they will, hallelujah, you know, that they have power and authority to resist the devil and he shall flee. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got Jesus on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. We have resurrection power working in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We say, I can't do it, but Jesus said, I can do all things. Hallelujah. I can do all things but fail. Amen. He said, I've conquered the world. Amen. So that he has conquered, we have the resurrection power to conquer the things of this world. But we have a choice to make. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm praying that God will continue to give me eyes to see and ears to hear. God has really, really been working with me, and I'll talk to you more about it.
Okay.
When we get a chance, yes. Amen.
Amen.
That's my prayer, that he would continue. That's my prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your minister, oh God, your son, oh God. We thank you, oh God, amen, that he's come today expecting, oh God, amen, for continued vision, oh God, hallelujah, continued hearing, oh God, of what you have to say in his life, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we come this morning, Father God, on one accord with our combined faith that you will continue to move mighty in his life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let him see with new eyes and hear with new ears, oh God, and speak with a new tongue, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the more, oh God, in his life. Oh, Lord, we pray for the continuance of your flow of the Holy Spirit in him. Amen. And through him, oh God. Lord, we pray that you anoint his tongue, oh God, that he will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost with our word, oh God. Holy Spirit, bring back to his remembrance the word of God. Amen. In every situation concerning his life and those that he loved and concerned about, oh God. But we know, Lord God, that there's power in your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you send your word, oh God, and healing sprung forth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that everything that exists, it was spoken, oh God, in your word. And we just want to say thank you. And Lord, we pray that he would speak your word, oh God, over every situation in his life. Amen. That he would decree a thing and it shall be established in his life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that he would operate with full faith. Amen. But Lord, I pray right now that you will help him with his unbelief. Oh Lord, it increase his faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to receive the more that comes from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that eyes have not seen or ears have heard of. Hallelujah. Entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for your minister, Learn Green. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will open up doors that no man can close. Amen. Doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of good relationship, good opportunity, doors of healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that you'll close every door that the enemy is operating through to cause confusion, to cause, hallelujah, to cause him to waver in any kind of way, oh God. Oh Lord, let that door be closed right now, and every work of the enemy, hallelujah, be shut out and will not be able to enter in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let him receive clarity of mind, clarity of vision, amen, clarity of thought, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, clarity of your will for his life, oh God, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in his life. So we bind your mind to the mind of Christ right now, and your will for the will of God, that God's will be done in every area of your life, that all will see, amen, that you are a child of God and that you've been sent by God. Oh Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to thank you for your glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we bless your holy name, Father God. Let peace reign over every area of this life. We thank you for your peace, Lord Jesus. You said, Lord, that you give us the peace, not that the world gives, so the world can't take it away. Oh Lord, so we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Let peace reign on his job, in his home, everywhere you go, oh God. Let him pursue peace always, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your peace. Oh, let his joy overtake him right now. Unspeakable joy, amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, check his finances, oh God. Command the increase on his finances and support, oh God. For your word says one planet, one water. But oh Lord, you give the increase. Oh Lord, so let increase come. Increase.
increase him in joy. Increase him in thy word, oh God. Increase the ministry that you place in him, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we blind the eyes of the evil watch upon his life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we deafen their ears. Hallelujah. We silence their tongues. Amen. That they will speak no evil against your life. That they will not hear your prayers or conversations. Amen. That they will not be able to locate you in the spirit or in the natural. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare it is so. And it shall be no other way. Receive the victory today. Right now.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to wait to see it. Receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to
Hallelujah.
God. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
At this time, I'm going to pray us out. Pray us out of here. Amen. Lord, we leave this fine, benevolent presence of God. We thank God for all that you've done on this fine this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare this fine to be a wellspring of water, oh God, of thy favor and blessing, oh God, of thy Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are God's children. Amen. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Father God, we come on one accord this morning with all faith, combined faith. Lord, trusting you for a mighty move in our lives and those in our family, all that we love and concerned about, and all that you placed us over, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask that you would divinely intervene in every area of our life and our family and loved ones and turn it all around for our good. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Isaiah 62:9, that we will eat and drink in the courts of your holiness. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are redeemed of the Lord, and we, hallelujah, we are sought out, a city not forsaken. We thank you, Lord God, that we will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us. Amen. And the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercy, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Meet us as we rejoice and work righteousness. Amen. Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. Hallelujah. We are the work of your hands. We are the seed of Jacob. Amen. We are the elect and we inherit the holy mountain to dwell there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Acre. We are a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. We are a form of life if not remembered. Amen. Nor does it come into our mind. Amen. We will be glad and rejoice in the new creation, for you have created. Hallelujah. Your church of rejoicing and your people of joy, amen. Lord, you rejoice over us in weeping and crying and have supported from our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, before we call, that you are answering while we are speaking, you were here, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend peace and love to your church like a river, amen. We decree and declare our hope. Heart rejoices in my bones, flourish like a herb, and the hand of the Lord is made known to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come to the mountain of love, of the Lord's Zion, amen. And we offer ourselves a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, we are the righteousness of God, amen. You are the Lord, our righteousness, and we are saved, and we deliver, we dwell in safety, amen. You have redeemed us, and humbled and ransomed us from those who are stronger than us, amen. Oh, Lord, let us come and sing on the heights of Zion and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord who supplies us with wheat, wine, and oil. Amen. Our soul will be like a water going up, and we will not soar anymore. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that the river of life, hallelujah, flow, oh God, from your dwelling place throughout the nations. Amen. And let the nations be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the land of Jerusalem and its people. Let the land be healed, oh God, and let the people receive thy blessing and come down from heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your covenant of peace continue from generation to generation, and let your sanctuary be established in our midst. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, through the new covenant, you put your law in our mind and write it upon our heart, and we thank you, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you came to seal up the vision and prophecy and to establish your kingdoms. Let your church possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations which are called by your name. And we just want to say thank you right now, God. Let your fountain come forth from the church in the water of the valley of Shittim. And we just want to say thank you right now. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we leave this life but never your presence. We thank you for answering prayers, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, do something mighty for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, wherever there has been sin, we repent and turn back to you. We repent and we turn back to you, and we ask you by your grace and by your mercy, forgive us, Lord, and shut every door of evil, whatever the enemy has been using, whichever door, by whichever avenue that the enemy has been using to come in and steal the blessings, the financial blessings that you have given us, oh God. Hallelujah. The ministries, oh God, our relationship, our marriages, oh God, wherever avenue that the enemy has been using, let that door be shut right now, and let more doors of blessings be opened. Let every door of evil that has been used by the devil to steal and to rob us be shut right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let all doors of blessing, favor, doors of opportunity, let them doors be open right now, God, to us. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all on the line today, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just thank God for answering prayers. My husband made it back home safe and traveling to Louisiana, back to Houston with his daughter. So I thank God for traveling grace. I don't take it for granted. We don't take traveling grace for granted. So many that didn't make it back home. Amen. Didn't make it to work. Didn't make it to their destination. So I thank God right now for our traveling grace on today as we travel out. And those of us that are already traveling on the road to work this morning or will be traveling. Amen. At this time, if you have something to say, we'd like to hear from you. I'll call your name. Please do so. If not, if you have nothing to say, just say amen. Amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Just keep it going. Expect the unexpected.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy your week. Amen. Amen, Mama. Carolyn, God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for the prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Sister Shavante, yes. God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Shavante.
You hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm just at awe at the Lord, and I'm just excited. And amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Minister Lauren Green. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I feel the spirit of the Lord. I feel his presence burning on the inside. I mean, that's the place that I would like to be in. The peace and at times the spirit flowing, just the Holy Spirit just flowing, you know, just let it just continue to flow.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Continue to flow, Holy Spirit. Yes. Amen. God bless you. Again, I thank you all for being on the line this morning, and just pray for our sister, Takara James. Pray all is well with her and her family. And we're praying, continue prayer for each other and our families. Amen. Just trusting God for a mighty move in the life of our family. Those who are operating in darkness, we pray that they'll come to the glorified of our Heavenly Father and know that they still have an opportunity as long as they have life, and that God use you. Amen. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God bring a new love and a new harmony to your family. May this harmony be filled with a peace, love, and joy that is supernatural. On a daily basis, we invite the presence of God into our homes to fill us and renew us so that we might be a living testimony of your love, mercy, and grace. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray that we are saved, that we come together. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Y'all
amen.
Have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
amen.
You. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Hang up.
Hello, hello. This is her.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice.